I think there's something in that, Yaron, that I can agree with, because I'm someone who does believe in individual liberty and personal freedom. That's what my philosophy is about. And I don't think that it is compatible with socialism. But I'm coming at it from a different angle, because I've actually been through it. Where I lived, we had socialism. They didn't call it socialism. I grew up in Nigeria. And this, I think, is one of the greatest tricks. You know, with apologies to Chris Macquarie, who wrote The Usual Suspects, that the greatest trick that socialism ever achieved was making people think that it hadn't been tried properly yet. And that's why we keep having the conversation about it, even though we have seen time and time again what the results are. We've seen, in fact, two countries split themselves into, by that I mean Germany and Korea, where they tried the two different models. And the model that always, the socialist model, always ended up with people trying to get out and getting shot for doing so, literally wanting to escape it. And I think that that is what you will always have with socialism. But the question which we were given was, can it ever work? And actually, this is probably very controversial. I do think in a very, very limited set of circumstances, which I'll elaborate on later, you can have it, but I don't think that you will like what it is that you see. And I think that the tragedy of some of the discussions we're having now is that there's a new generation that's never really experienced it, certainly in this country or in the US, and they have an idealistic sort of utopian view of what it could be if only people just got it right, which is where my own personal experience comes from. And I think in particular, people say that Nigeria wasn't socialist, that what the problem with it was corruption. One of the greatest tragedies of African, when African countries got their independence, was that it was in the 60s when socialism and that, you know, philosophy was in its heyday. And almost universally, every African country chose a socialist model, whether it was Julius Nyerere in Tanzania, whether it was Kwame Nkrumah in Nigeria, Ghana, even in Nigeria, in Senegal, everywhere it was the ideal that they looked for. And it caused so many problems where if you look in Asia with other countries that didn't necessarily go down that path. And what happens when, and I know Leo says it isn't about state versus market, so I'd be quite interested to hear more about that, because that's not the socialism which we were taught in schools and that's in the textbooks. But that when you do have the government being the owner of every single thing and being in charge of everything, it does foster corruption. It gives them an unlimited power, which is so dangerous, and it crushes the individual. I think there's something in that, Yaron, that I can agree with, because I'm someone who does believe in individual liberty and personal freedom. That's what my philosophy is about. And I don't think that it is compatible with socialism. But I'm coming at it from a different angle, because I've actually been through it. Where I lived, we had socialism. They didn't call it socialism. I grew up in Nigeria. And this, I think, is one of the greatest tricks. You know, with apologies to Chris Macquarie, who wrote The Usual Suspects, that the greatest trick that socialism ever achieved was making people think that it hadn't been tried properly yet. And that's why we keep having the conversation about it, even though we have seen time and time again what the results are. We've seen, in fact, two countries split themselves into, by that I mean Germany and Korea, where they tried the two different models. And the model that always, the socialist model, always ended up with people trying to get out and getting shot for doing so, literally wanting to escape it. And I think that that is what you will always have with socialism. But the question which we were given was, can it ever work? And actually, this is probably very controversial. I do think in a very, very limited set of circumstances, which I'll elaborate on later, you can have it, but I don't think that you will like what it is that you see. And I think that the tragedy of some of the discussions we're having now is that there's a new generation that's never really experienced it, certainly in this country or in the US, and they have an idealistic sort of utopian view of what it could be if only people just got it right, which is where my own personal experience comes from. And I think in particular, people say that Nigeria wasn't socialist, that what the problem with it was corruption. one of the greatest tragedies of African, when African countries got their independence, was that it was in the 60s when socialism and that, you know, philosophy was in its heyday. And almost universally, every African country chose a socialist model, whether it was Julius Nyerere in Tanzania, whether it was Kwame Nkrumah in Nigeria, Ghana, even in Nigeria, in Senegal, everywhere, it was the ideal that they looked for. And it caused so many problems where if you look in Asia with other countries, they didn't necessarily go down that path. And what happens when, and I know Leo says it isn't about state versus markets, I'd be quite interested to hear more about that, because that's not the socialism which we were taught in schools and that's in the textbooks. But that when you do have the government being the owner of every single thing and being in charge of everything, it does foster corruption. It gives them an unlimited power, which is so dangerous, and it crushes the individual.